The upheaval in Haiti that led to the ouster of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide in 2004 chased away most of the foreign investment that had buoyed the country's economy after the restoration of democracy a decade earlier. But the Haitian prime minister says his government, backed by the UN Stabilization Force MINUSTA, is making headway in curbing violence and crime and is promising returning investors a favorable climate for business. At a press appearance with Secretary Rice following talks here, Mr. Alexis claimed significant results in recent months on improving security and on economic fundamentals. The Haitian official, heard through an interpreter, said the task now is to raise the income of Haitians through jobs and investment.
Nous aider à faire en sorte que Haïti revienne en business.
That's why we're asking our partners in the United States to help Haiti get back in business. And I know that greater and greater efforts will be made in order for American corporations to come into business in Haiti. And for that, we'll create a regulatory and security environment that will be attractive to investment.
Secretary Rice said the Bush administration has earmarked $200 million for aid to Haiti for the current fiscal year, on top of the more than $600 million provided since 2004, calling it an expression of U.S. confidence that Haiti will overcome what she termed its historic challenges. She stressed a $20 million U.S. aid initiative beginning this month, targeting the most impoverished and crime-ridden areas of the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We will make certain that a good deal of that money goes to very dangerous, still dangerous, places like the Cité Soleil, which we hope will give to those people a sense of hope, a sense of a future, so that they can turn away from dangerous pursuits and toward education, jobs, and a better life.
Both Rice and the Haitian Prime Minister hailed an initiative announced during Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's Washington visit late last week, under which Brazil and the United States will work with Haiti and other Caribbean states on biofuels projects. President Bush, in his meeting with his Brazilian counterpart, stressed U.S. appreciation for Brazil's lead role in the 9,000-member UN Stabilization Force, which has been in Haiti for nearly 3 years. David Gallist, VOA News, the State Department.